When you work with the Sim School simulator, you become part of an engine of experimentation. What you do is an independent variable in an ongoing experiment. Every choice you make interacts with the hidden variables of the virtual students. These variables are aligned with 10 dimensions of the personality. So it's a very complex problem. For each of those dimensions of personality, there are combinations of observable variables which show up as a result of the things you do. So the observable variables are the personality profile that you can read in the student record, how the student sits in chairs, how they talk to you, how they talk with each other or interrupt one another, and things like that. So as you play the role of the teacher, you see the observable variables. You make decisions about the nature of the tasks and whether you're going to talk to the students or not. And those interact with the hidden variables, and around it goes. Every 10 seconds, we spin off data. The data is the current student outcome that's a result of everything you've been doing with the student and how the student is dealing with the challenges that you've placed in front of them. Those dependent variables over time, the resulting student outcomes, are in a direct causal relationship with the cycle of action and interaction with the variables in the sim students.